Good evening, boys and girls. It is once again 2:30 in the morning. This time it's Monday the 19th, perhaps, of January 2013. It's day 15 of Procrastination Pod. This is a 100-day challenge to beat procrastination by being mindful of the procrastination habit and, working around it anyway. The reason I haven't done a procrastination pod for about 5 days, and it's not because I've been procrastinating, it's because I haven't been procrastinating and have instead been incredibly proactive and have got a lot done and feeling good about that with stress levels under control. Today I used a very common procrastination technique to excuse me while I take my supplements. I use a very common procrastination technique to actually get a whole load of stuff done. Just taking my supplements. Anyway. So yes, over the past week, I've put in quite a lot of time into developing my live streaming costume for the marathon and a couple of other projects I have coming up which will require that, and made a lot of progress. You know, finally, one huge bit of procrastination. This is possibly the biggest thing yet to have come out of this project. I'm going to put the spaghetti away while we speak. Is I finally created the legs, the exoskeleton legs, which have LEDs mounted on them, and they're kind of self-supporting almost, and they are sort of collapsible. And basically, until now, whenever I've worn LEDs on my legs, I've actually had to manually wrap my legs in in Velcro magic tape, and then wrap the LEDs around. Very laborious process. Damages the LED strips quite a lot because they have to be wrapped and unwrapped every time. And also tears holes in my clothes because the Velcro is so strong. So finally built this wire frame and masking tape, of course. And it's fantastic, absolutely delighted with these things. To take them on and off in seconds, it has the controller, infrared remote control is built in, the control unit, and I just need to plug and play, plug into the back. So anyway, I've been putting that off for about 2 years. Seriously, I kid you not. Procrastinating for 2 years. It took me an entire day to make them, so actually yesterday was a whole day spent doing that, and I'm really, really pleased about that. They also look really cool hanging on the wall. And then today, getting back to the the thing, today I used the classic procrastination technique of having something which I really didn't want to do and positioned that as the alternative to doing the whole load of things that I didn't really want to do, but this other thing I really, really didn't want to do. So because of that, I managed to reach inbox zero. I provided all sorts of feedback on all sorts of things which I wouldn't normally have done. I sent off emails for little to-dos that have been hanging around in my head. I got quite a lot done. Also, because of this lack of procrastination, I've been doing things like I've actually contacted a couple of companies who I would like to lend me some equipment for the Tokyo Marathon. That's something that which normally I put off as well. I know it's a bit late, there's only about 34 days left, but anyway. We'll see how that goes. So all in all, this procrastination campaign thing is just awesome. Loving it. Anyway, it's 2:38 now. I need to go to bed. I need to go to the tax office first thing in the morning. There we go. Went for a midnight run. That's how not procrastinating I am. Okay, see you. Bye-bye.